March Madness starts today. That's what most people call the NCAA college basketball tournament. This year, the University of Washington did not make the cut, but Gonzaga did. Around the country, 50 million Americans will fill out brackets. That's where they predict what teams will win or what they think will win. And according to a new study, March Madness will cause worker productivity to drop.
Chicago-based outplacement firm does a yearly assessment of how the tournament affects worker productivity. This year, they found that each hour employees spend on March Madness costs about $1.2 billion in lost productivity. Andy Challenger is the vice president at Challenger, Gray & Christmas. He says the loss in productivity is compensated by a boost in worker morale.
So there's a lot of times employees around your company are not spending too much time talking to each other across departments. So if your company can promote an internal office pool, it gives a chance for employees in different segments of the company to have something to talk about, a common goal that they're all thinking about and discussing over the water cooler. So we actually find that even though the lost hourly wages can be somewhat significant to a company, the increased engagement and loyalty that employees have is actually a net benefit to the company.
A net benefit?
Yes. Yeah.
And if your team loses, does morale drop or does it not matter because everybody's engaged?
Yeah, you know, everybody's pretty comfortable with the idea that their teams are not going to always win each year. So the ability to just talk and root for your teams, maybe if the company allows somewhat relaxed dress code, so people wear their team jerseys, it gives people something to talk about and increases the culture at the workplace.
Sounds like it wouldn't be a very good idea, but do some companies take preventative measures to block certain websites that are broadcasting the games or involving people in March Madness?
You know, they do, and we really do see that in a short term, you might prevent some lost wages going to people spending too much time on sports websites or even live streaming. But the damage that can do to long-term productivity by blocking sports websites could be damaging to employee morale, engagement, loyalty, and all these factors that are harder to measure with a wage number.
So companies should embrace the March Madness.
Absolutely. What we would recommend is having an office pool that is free to enter. You're not worried about gambling in the office, but have some sort of prize, whether that's a gift card to a restaurant, a free work day off, you know, a vacation day. You can come up with different prizes, but engaging employees in that way is actually a great idea.
Why'd your company choose to look into this?
You know, we think it's an interesting point of contention for a lot of managers that are losing sleep this week that are so worried about these lost wages and productivity because, you know, that's their job is to be concerned about those types of issues. And so when they come to us, you know, asking for advice on what to do, we've really determined that holding tournaments or bracket scenarios inside your office is actually a net benefit.
That was Andy Challenger of Challenger, Gray & Christmas. For those of you looking to root for some local teams, you can look toward Gonzaga and Oregon State University. Both teams will play in the second round on March 20th. Gonzaga will face Oklahoma State, and Oregon State University will face Brigham Young University. This is The Record.